Okay, just to close out the aloha kesed tefillah sederach, two final points. One of them is what happens if one has a suffix, whether or not one should be saying tefillah sederach, and that could be in any one of a number of variations. Cases discussed previously, there could be a suffix as far as halacha is concerned, whether or not a specific trip warrants a tefillah sederach. It could be a suffix if somebody doesn't remember if he said it or not. There's any other variety of a suffix. Someone has a suffix, what should he do in such a case? So normally we have a general rule that a suffix bracha is halacha. We don't go ahead, we don't say suffix. Once we have a bracha, we have a suffix, if one is mechiv, you say it or not, we do not go ahead and say the bracha again, b'makim. Suffix doing so would run into problems, same span of batala, bracha batala, other problems. And therefore, we don't do that. There are some paiskim now, some of the later paiskim, who want to suggest that perhaps this case would be unique. By tefillah sederach would be unique for a variety of reasons. One reason perhaps would be that tefillah sederach is a tefillah. By tefillah, we find the concept of Elijah spalalim kaliyam kula, yisafik espalalim, espalalim again, a unique halacha by tefillah. There are others who want to come with a different angle. There is a Pnei Yeshua that suggests that just like somebody, you know, a person during the day wants to misfal the Kadosh Baruch Hu, a personal tefillah, nothing to do with any specific text or form. He wants to go ahead and make a tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's allowed to say Shema Malchus. He can go ahead and say Kadosh Baruch Hu and address the Kadosh Baruch Hu directly with the Shema Hashem. The Pnei Yeshua wants to suggest as well, seemingly the halacha, the one can go ahead and say even Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei tefillah uniquely as part of such a tefillah, and seems that Ramban and others may hold this way as well. However, when it comes to halacha l'maaseh, although there are poskim who suggest this, it seems the mainstream approach is very clearly not like this. Both of these angles, coming from Hilchos Suffix Tefillah and from this Pnei Yeshua, both have serious problems halacha, or at least serious question marks whether or not they can be applied to halacha, and therefore the mainstream halachic approach has always been to tefillah sederach, that it follows the same general category. If you have a suffix whether to say it or not, you should not say it with a chasima at the end of Baruch Atah Hashem Shmei Tefillah. This is clear in the Mishnah Berurah, who doesn't speak in a broad rule, but he does identify one case where he discusses this, and that is somebody mentions previously, somebody sleeps overnight, and he wakes up to go on a trip, and he departs from the midpoint before daybreak. The next morning, the halacha is a suffix what to do in such a case, and he says, in such a case, what should one do? Go ahead and say tefillah sederach, and don't say the chasima then. So clearly the Mishnah Berurah holds makom safek, what the correct approach would be. Go ahead, say tefillah sederach, but leave out the whole part of the middle with the Shem Hashem, that's fine. For the last part, the chasima baruch Hashem Shemei Tefillah, one should not say. Later on, some Zalman suggests an eitzah of saying the bracha in Shemei Tefillah if one is davening. However, this is an eitzah, but the general approach has always been to go ahead and say tefillah sederach itself and leave out the baruch Hashem Shemei Tefillah at the end, and that way one has accomplished what one is able to accomplish without running into any problems of iser. One final point, Mr. Brewer makes mention here of a side halacha which comes in this general category of traveling. And he says, Anifta mechaveiroi, according to Gemara Brachas, Anifta mechaveiroi, al yermel leich bishalim, el leich lishalim. An interesting halacha, when one takes leave of his friend, one should not say leich lishalim, one should say leich bishalim, one should say leich lishalim, which is what we say seizchem lishalim. Literally, this would mean, if you want to translate the best, the easiest translation in English would be going in peace or going to peace. What exactly is the difference? The Gemara Brachas doesn't say much of explanation. It does say two examples, one example of each. The Gemara says, al yermel leich bishalim, el yermel leich lishalim. Why? We find by Yisra, he tells Maisha leich lishalim. What happens? Maisha goes, elav etzliach. David says, imparting to Avshalom leich bishalim. Shortly thereafter, Avshalom gets killed. What exactly is the difference? What's the big deal if you say go in peace or go to peace? What's the big difference? You want to tie Shalom as peace. So the Mepharshim speak out different ways. The Mashal says very simply that Shalom is a measure of success you want to go to achieve something. Someone's heading out on a trip. You want him to go greater and greater into his accomplishments and to accomplish more and more. So you tell him, go towards that peace. You're not there yet. You're going towards there. Seizchem l'shalim. Someone's ready nifter. You're talking to a mace. You're taking leave of a mace. At that point, he's in a state where he can't accomplish anything more in life. And that being the case, he's not going to accomplish anything. You're just wishing him well in his specific state. That would be leich bishalim. Morale takes a little further. He says, bechlal in life, a person has to realize you always have to be looking for aliyah in life, even not in this specific trip. He says, again, the same type of idea. You're encouraging the person to go, and I'm giving him a bracha to be successful as a ben aliyah, to keep on being matzliach in attaining shalom, attaining shleimos with a kadosh baruch hu. However, when it comes to meis, obviously he's not attaining any more shleimos than he already achieved during his life. It does not mean that the word bishalim is something we can't say at all. It's not totally refuted. It's something we can't say at all. You find that Yaakov says, "Shavti bishalim obeis avi." I'll return bishalim. There works very well with the morale and the marashal. He's saying, if I come back home, I hope to come back home in a state of shleimos far greater than what I am today. The word bishalim is fine, but when you're giving someone a bracha, the correct way to do it would be to say leich lishalim. And not bishalim, but certainly the paiskim speak out that it's, to some degree, it's probably hakpeda. It's not a flat-out issue or anything. So if somebody goes ahead and tells you the wrong nizlach, you don't have to matbi, you don't have to make a whole deal, you don't even have to correct him. You can let him know the loss of the future, but certainly don't make a big deal out of it. But if you're going ahead and wishing somebody else a bracha, that would be the correct way to do it.